because the figure has come down from a ridiculously high figure, people are talking about it as if it's in some way has become normal. The only acceptable figure to have a patient on trolley isn't zero. It is the same as saying that there's an acceptable number of road deaths. There is not an acceptable number of road deaths. The only acceptable figure for a patient on trolley should be zero patients. And yet we have allowed ourselves to get into a situation where the grossly abnormal has become normal or has become normalized in the minds of people. And that is a very poor reflection on the Irish healthcare system and those that have political and managerial responsibility for it.
One of the things that's come up time and time again in the conversation is the lack of what can be called step-down beds. Beds, be it in community hospitals, be it in different wards in the hospital where people that don't need acute care can be transferred into step-down beds, and then seriously ill people who need immediate acute care can be put into those beds straight away. There appears to be a lack of such beds in the system. Is it the fact that a serious look at increasing the number of step-down beds will go a long way towards solving this problem?
I think it would help. I mean, certainly what we need to recognise is that there's a percentage of people who need acute healthcare, and then when their acute healthcare that need has gone away, they're either in a position to go home, or else they can go home with support, so things like home help or community services can support a home discharge, or there's a group that need a longer period of convalescence, and indeed there's a group who need long-term care, long-term nursing care, but not of the kind that needs to be or should be provided in acute hospital.